Hey, Tuesday, August 13th, Will here again for the morning brief. A look at performance yesterday. Not too much to talk about. S&P 500 flat on the day. Crude was the best performing area, up over 4%. I'll take a look at that chart and maybe suggest why it's just a bunch of noise right now. Gold was also up over 1%. That's a more interesting chart, at least within the commodity space. Funds were up a little bit. And then Russell 2000 was the biggest loser, down about 90 basis points. So overall, not too much to make. I think the market's really waiting for the PPI data that came out earlier today, CPI data coming out later this week, along with jobs. So very much a wait and see mentality. Crude oil was up over 4% yesterday. Like I said, I think this is just a bunch of noise right now. This chart is very range bound and towards the middle of its trading range. You could even slow this down to a 2-point view, as I've just done, and to really show you that crude is pretty much at the same price that it was at almost 2 years ago. So largely gone nowhere. Sure, there's been some ups and downs. Now, you wouldn't want to see crude oil absolutely fall out of bed here. I think that could be a bad sign for the global economy if demand for crude oil just falls off a cliff. So I think this is fine, healthy to see it range around here. Not too hot, not too high, not too low. Kind of a funny thing to say, but I think there's some truth there. All right, gold, I mentioned a bit of a more convincing chart story. This is one box away from all-time highs. So again, gold is one box away from never being higher in history. I think the narrative of rates coming down is helping gold. I think there are some uncertainty maybe acting as a tailwind as well. And of course, people kind of flock to gold when there is some uncertainty and when there is some fear. So I think there's some multiple tailwinds going in place for gold here. Inflation coming down, rates coming down, but maybe not as fast. So that whole real yield story as well. Overall, I think that's kind of the tailwind for gold. Technically, it looks pr pretty strong as well. This is the AAII Bears Sentiment Survey results. So there's been a lot of talk in the past really week, 10 days, about investor sentiment coming down, bullishness coming down, bearishness spiking up, which makes sense. You get a jump scare in the markets. You have a big down day. People get all worked up, and then bearish sentiment takes off. That's actually good in my view. This is anecdotal, but there is some data to support it. The anecdotal point is that it's good to get the weak holders out of the market. It's good to get the people that were going to jump when you said boo anyway. So that makes sense to get to shake out of the weak bullish holders in the market. This is AI Bears reading. It jumped 12% over 1 week, which is a pretty big reading. As you can see here on the chart, it doesn't tell us a ton, but it is at the highest reading that we've seen since this looks like November 23. Yeah. So pretty significant move there. Callie Cox, who's now at Ritholtz Wealth Management, did a piece on the recent uptick in the bearish sentiment. So this is a 1 week change in the AAII Bears reading. She was showing that 1, 3 month, and 6 month returns have all been better than average. And 90% of the time, the bull market that was in effect has continued for at least a year afterward. So these bearish sentiment spikes, if anything, probably a good thing. A healthy washout, as I was saying before. Some other stats that I put in the Warrior Wear yesterday. The S&P 500 is currently on a 4-week losing streak, which is very rare. So again, for the past 4 weeks, the S&P 500 has closed negative. That's only happened a handful of times since 1957, 76 times to be exact. If we were to close this week with a fifth consecutive negative weekly close, that was horrible language. 5 straight weeks of losses for the S&P is very rare. Only happened 25 other times. Excuse me, 26 other times. My eyes are failing me here. Here's the story though. 5 consecutive weeks of losses is not a fantastic turnaround story, as you might think. A lot of those cases came when the market was really losing momentum and losing steam and starting to roll over. You can see by all the dates here, I'm not going to bore you and read them off, but the average returns netted out to about 7.5% 1 year forward returns. 6 months out, the market was flat on average. And you can see by the hit rates down here, not fantastically positive either. Again, this is 5 weeks out, so we're not there at this point. So if we do end the week with the 4 week losing streak loss being cut to an end, I think there's some good data to support that markets are probably fine. 5 weeks, just a bit murkier. On that 4 week count, this is something from Optima. Not familiar, but they posted on Twitter, came across a news blast that I follow. This is the average progression after 4 lower weeks on the S&P 500. So after 4 weeks of losses, S&P 500 typically positive. Again, 5 weeks, typically positive too. Just most of the time, markets go up. I've said this before. I was talking to one of our clients yesterday. 75% of the time, markets go up. 25% they go down, but people spend all their time trying to figure out when that 25% is going to happen. So most of the time, markets are moving higher. Just be warned that the longer those weekly losses go on, the more likelihood that there is a trend change, and that would come up on our charts. This is a look at Home Depot. They came out with earnings. Stocks about flat pre-market. It's a two attribute name, so not something that we're seeing a lot of relative price strength in favor of right now. Technically in a positive trend, looks like we're probably going to hold that short-term positive trend line, but again, absolute story's okay. Relative picture has not been as strong. It's lagging. It's down year to date. So overall, not something that we'd be buying despite maybe a small earnings bounce. That's all I had on the docket for today. Thanks for sticking with me. I'll be on again tomorrow.